Donald Trump won all 20 electoral votes in Pennsylvania, narrowly beating Hillary Clinton 49-48% in that state. And Republicans there held onto a critical Senate seat as freshman Pat Toomey won a narrow re-election victory. Dave Davies of Here and Now contributor WHYY has more.
Thank you, Pennsylvania.
It was an uphill battle for Pat Toomey all year. Democrats turn out in big numbers in presidential years in Pennsylvania, and having Donald Trump at the top of the ticket didn't help Toomey's efforts to appeal to moderates and independents. He pretty much dodged the question of whether he'd support Trump to the very end. It was the nation's most expensive Senate race ever, as Toomey noted in his victory speech.
And let's face it, this was a tough campaign. This was quite a battle. There was an all-time record amount of money spent against us. A lot of the ads were just outright false, but you know, the voters were smart enough to figure it out, as they usually are.
Outside spending was heavy on both sides, totaling $115 million, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Four-fifths of that was spent on attack ads and mailings against Toomey and his Democratic opponent, Katie McGinty. Toomey tacked to the center in the campaign, touting his support 3 years ago for gun background checks, and even running an ad featuring video of President Obama praising his political courage. Safely reelected, Toomey last night returned to the message that makes him one of the most conservative members of Congress.
I don't think the government should be wasting as much money as it wastes. I don't think it should be spending as much of your money as it spends. I don't think taxes should be as high as they are. I don't think the federal government should be stifling our economy by overregulating businesses. I don't think Washington should be making health care decisions for all of us.
Katie McGinty wasn't the Democrats' first choice to run against Toomey and was considered a less-than-inspired candidate. A downbeat McGinty told supporters last night she'll stick with the principles she ran on.
I want to be part of making sure that decent, honorable, humble, hardworking people in Pennsylvania can look their kids in the eyes. And when they put in their 40 hours, they can say to their kids, I got you.
Toomey's margin of victory was less than 2 percentage points. For Here and Now, I'm Dave Davies in Philadelphia.